This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is one of those jobs reports, and this is one of those weeks where a minute and a half just isn't going to do it. So we are going to go a little bit longer here. Here to do that with us are Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. He is at Marketplace East, our New York studios. Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government is in Washington, D.C. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Cardiff, what do you think? Was I too strong with lame?
Not too strong at all. There really wasn't a whole lot in this jobs report to be happy about. The revisions downward were especially worrying. But you know what really makes it bad isn't even the headline number, right? That 169,000. Yeah. It's that we know that support, the pace of support from the Federal Reserve is set to slow down soon, and there's no other kind of help coming. Well, the government's certainly not going to help, and if anything, it's been actively hurting. So this is a really bad report. I don't see anything to cheer about.
All right, let's talk about that pace of support, Neela. This is that thing called quantitative easing, the Fed's bond buying program, $85 billion. We've all heard those statistics. It is supposed to, or we all widely believe that the Fed's going to start tapering it off next month or maybe even this month. Is this going to change that at all?
No, it doesn't have to, Kai. The Fed has made two commitments so far. It said that it's going to start tapering by the end of the year, mm-hmm. but it won't do so until the labor market is strong enough. What this jobs report tells us is that the labor market is just not there's too much uncertainty, and it's not strong enough for a tapering path to be anything but bumpy. It will not be smooth. And we can expect there might be pauses, even reversals in tapering. It won't be a smooth path to the end of the stimulus
program. Are you kidding me? You think they're going to reverse the taper? I can't even believe this is like metaphysics here. They're going to reverse the taper. The markets, Cardiff, would go bananas.
It would be weird, but it can't be ruled out. And one of the reasons why is that Bernanke and the Federal Reserve haven't done a good job of communicating exactly how it is that they're going to taper. Yeah. They haven't specifically tied it to conditions in the economy and in the market. They've just given a little bit of guidance. So it's very possible, especially when you consider that Bernanke's term as chairman is set to end in January of next year. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other members of the board that are going to be changing positions. So I think it's very possible that we really don't know what's going to happen in the near term. It's very uncertain. I think Neela makes a great point.
Man, that's crazy. That people are going to go bonkers, and you heard it here first. All right. Well, speaking of things that are going to happen this fall, Neela, we're going to have a new chairman of the Fed named at some point. There are going to be votes on the debt limit and funding the government. And now this week, the past 2 weeks, all this Syria stuff. How much does what's happening with Syria, not the politics of it, but the Washingtonness of it, affect what's going to go on in the economy and things that the three of us, cover?
The projections of what a potential Syrian attack would be is about $1 billion. That's not a lot of money when you look at the entire government budget. So in terms of what is expected for the economy, just the numbers, you don't see a big effect. But the effect in terms of the psychological damage, mm-hmm. the uncertainty, of course, we're going to see that read into the economy. And also what happens on Capitol Hill. There's a lot going on this month, Kai. We still have to fund the government, for instance. We have 9 days to do that after Congress gets back in session next week. We got to figure out the debt ceiling in mid-October. And on top of this, we have Obamacare and mm-hmm. Syria, two very contentious issues in Congress right now.
I love the way you say we, like the three of us are going to do anything about it.
Well, I like to feel like some kind of personal involvement in these things.
Cardiff, how ugly do you think this fall is going to be? You roll it all into one big ball of wax?
Oh, who knows? I mean, the Syria question is crucial. There's also the direct effect of oil markets. It's already had a little bit of an effect there. That could get worse. Yeah. But, I mean, it all comes down to what Neela said. And I'm usually skeptical of these personality-driven stories. I tend to think there's a lot of posturing there, and a lot of politicians generally just vote their interest. But it's not unimaginable to think that some of these politicians are going to see a weakened president, and they're going to start, staking a stronger claim to some of their other issues, and they're going to push harder, which just means more gridlock. So it's something to worry about.
Curiouser and curiouser. Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government and Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. See you guys.
Thank you,
Thanks, Kai.
Have a great weekend.
You too.